I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Muslim Lady. Thank you so very much for tuning into IRB English Radio and catching the show. As always, in the studio with us, we have Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you? How's everything?
I'm doing good. Everything's great. Alhamdulillah.
Talking about such a topic as depression.
So yeah, we're talking about depression in women. And one of the very severe types of depression is that which a woman can get after having a baby. So postpartum depression, and it's a big deal. Like, it's something that the woman and the child and the husband and everyone like suffers from, and especially because the baby, the infant, is at such a vulnerable, tender, sensitive stage that needs all the care and attention that she needs, and then that main attention giver falls sick, right, and gets depression. And it's hard. It's really hard.
I think the main attention giver should not necessarily always be the woman, especially in the first 10 days of after postpartum, after the time after childbirth. Usually in many cultures, as we said in previous programs, it's not necessarily the woman. In many cases, it's a family thing that people go through, especially in villages. Even in urban areas, even in cities, we have the case. Even I see among my friends and relatives that when a girl gives birth to a child, that's how the norm is in our family, that usually it's the mom goes to the girl's house or the girl goes to her mom's house. And then they're not even, because it's so hard to take care of a woman who has just given birth, that sometimes two or three people attend to the needs of a newly, a mother who has newly given birth to a child. I had many close relatives around me who had just given birth, and I seen it recently, how hard it is for the mother and like for the family, like two or three close family members get directly involved. Why? Because special care and attention at this time, postpartum time, is a very sensitive and golden time in order to prevent depression from happening. So you can't just do whatever you want, leave the lady, the poor woman, the poor mother alone, all to herself. Yeah, you have to take care of yourself. Try to eat healthy food. Try to take care of yourself. And your husband has to go to work. Your mom's not here. You have a baby. You have to take care of all your wounds. And then to take care of the needs of a 2-day-old child. And God help you. God bless you. No, this is not how the story goes. Seriously, a team has to be at the service of a lady if you want to prevent, if you want to stop this postpartum depression from happening. You know, for every cause, there's an effect. So if you want to prevent the effect from happening, so prevent the causes from happening. This is what I personally believe deep inside. So we were talking about measures that we can take. This is the explanation I was just providing, is just one of the things that is a must. It's a necessary thing that can be done. Of course, as I said, meals should be a priority, because eating the nutrients that enter your body help your moods a lot.
Mm, definitely.
Okay? So you have to keep your blood sugar stable. You have to ensure that you're getting enough nutrients and vitamins. Everything has to be, it's a pack. support system, care and love, nutrients, exercise, sleeping. All this have to be taken care of in order to your belief system, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the Noble Quran. I wanted to just mention for you two beautiful verses from the Noble Quran, from chapter Maryam. Of course, we're talking about postpartum, but still, it's nice to know a personality like Maryam going through the stage of childbirth and how she was talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you wouldn't feel left out, yeah. Right? So she said, and so the Quran says, and the pains of childbirth drove her to the trunk of a palm tree. She cried in her anguish, oh, would that I had died before this. Would that I had been a thing forgotten and out of sight. Subhanallah. This is verse number 23. And the next verse, which is 24, it says, but a voice cried to her from beneath the palm tree, grieves not, for thy Lord hath provided a rivulet beneath tree. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your supporter, is your sustainer, is the giver of all your strength, is the one who could help you in the moments where you feel you are the most miserable person on planet Earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you believe in Him, He will come to your help. Right? But the only thing is that there are two points that you have to distinguish from one another. The first point is your cognition. Your knowing that there is a superior source of power who is almighty, all-wise, who is ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, who is compassionate, who is kind, who is showering grace non-stop on you. We don't even realize it because we are so saturated, we are so embelled with so many bounties and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just like a fish that is all surrounded by water, and then it asks its mother, Mommy, what does water do for us?
Exactly.
And then if you take that fish from water, if you remove water from her for 1 second, then she will realize the importance of this great blessing. So it's just like us. We are being saturated with uncountable, innumerable blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are blind. We don't see them. We only see what we don't have. We focus on what we don't have. And that's why it makes depression so much worse.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
The first thing is the cognition, knowing the ma'rifa, that there is a source. And the second point is your iman, your yaqeen, your certainty, your certitude that this power is there. Well, I say, yeah, I know there is a God who created me, but deep inside, I don't rely on Him. Mm. I rely on myself more. I think I have to solve my own problems. This is my problem, right? And there is this yaqeen, this power of certainty is lacking in my heart. That's why our prayers don't reach far. That's why we get depressed. Because maybe we have that cognition, we have this belief that yes, God exists, that He's all powerful, that He's watching over me. But when you want to entrust your affairs to Him, you say, is He able to fix my problem? It's so big. Is He able? Really, we have this kind of belief. So that is one of the reasons that despite having iman, of course, we pay lip service to faith, but deep inside, I believe that there is we are lacking in this yaqeen thing, this certitude. So the next step is to get out of your house.
Oh,
get
no.
some fresh air. Maybe not in the first 10 days after delivery, but then after 10 days, go for very short walks. You can leave your little baby for like 20 minutes. You can pump some milk for the baby. Go for like a very short walk, get some fresh air. Go outside, see. You know, sometimes when you're inside your house and you're like thinking about a problem, when you're in the four, when you're surrounded by the four walls of your house, you think that, oh, this world, you know, I'm being surrounded by miseries and by problems. But when you open the door and you go outside, you see, oh, a world is in circle, a world is in motion, a world is in energy, full of activity. And so you see yourself as a very small member, as a very small entity in the whole universe. And so your problem will seem a little smaller for you. This is what I have experienced myself. The next thing is to ease back into exercising. This is highly
effective. I'm sorry, but I'm thinking these steps that you're introducing to us are things that a person has been doing like far before, not only childbirth, but far before they even got pregnant.
Exactly. It says ease back
exactly.
into
exercise.
So it doesn't
like,
say start exercising. Yeah. It's like your 10th day. Okay, let's go. I want to start exercising from now to prevent depression. Honey.
Exactly. We have to like develop a lifestyle first, right?
Exactly.
To immune ourselves, to keep ourselves immune from the horrible things that may follow childbirth. So it's like a long-term plan. It's not something that, all right, the baby's out, let's change our lives. It doesn't work that way.
You know, just as life system doesn't function like an overnight prescription thing, right? Just as when you want to get married, you look far back into the stage where you imagine yourself with kids and you choose someone, you choose a spouse that would not only be a good husband for you, but a good father for your kids. In the same way that you have far-reaching plans, you should have far-reaching plans for your well-being, for exercising, eating healthy. Remember in one of our programs, I said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to divide his time into three portions, mm-hmm. right? One portion was to his family, one portion was to servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do, to pray, to supplicate, to invocate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one portion was to himself. And this portion that he spent for himself, obviously it was personal affairs, cleaning his clothes, going for walks, attending to his physical needs. So Islam is a perfect religion that takes into account all dimension, all aspects of a life. It doesn't say, okay, you fast, you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you pray, and then you give your zakat, alhamdulillah, your healthy moment. No, this is not how it works.
Definitely.
Exercising, eating good food, nutrition. We have very many, many important ahadith about what to eat and what to not eat, right?
Right.
So you have to, as they say, as I always say, a healthy mind, a healthy brain is in a healthy body,
yeah.
right? A sane psychological state of mind is when you have a healthy body as well. So it works hand in hand, just to complete what you were saying.
And we're out of time. So I'm pretty sure there are more things that we can take into consideration, especially for the new moms out there, in order to prevent depressive episodes they might go through after child delivery. We'll definitely discuss more of that on the next episode of Muslim Lady. Make sure to tune in here on IRIB English Radio. Till then, goodbye and farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
Allah.
Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.